Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by two individuals. I have Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. And speaking of Perry Fairway, we have Perry Fairway Store Manager Travis Landgreeb. And we are talking about stuff with the Perry Chamber of Commerce. So Travis and Lindsay, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Joe.
So Travis, we'll start with you. The main reason that we have you in here today is because starting today, actually, is the annual roundup for the fireworks fundraiser. So what can you tell me about just the generals on this?
Well, the generals would be, you know, we're going to round up all of your groceries to the nearest dollar. And it doesn't stop at just the dollar. You can go beyond, if there's 5 cents to be had to make it the next round of dollar, you can go beyond that as well. But we're going to round up groceries. All of the totals are going to go to the Chamber of Commerce for the fireworks drive. So that's pretty much the nuts and bolts. So we've done plenty of roundups in the past. You know, most of our customers are familiar with them. So, you know, that's what we'll be doing.
Yes. Now, last year you had a great deal of success, one of the better years from what I remember for the roundup. What can you tell me about just that?
It was our best year yet. So every year it's improved by several hundred dollars. Last year was just about $2,400 for rounded up. So this year we're hoping for $3,000. We're going to set that as our goal, and everybody's really excited, and we're having a nice friendly competition with our competitor in town, and it should be a good time.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the friendly competition. That is with, of course, the Perry Hy-Vee. Is there any trash talk that goes on between the two of you?
Not between me and Matt personally, but we have had some cashiers who don't like to lose and are very proud of, you know, their accomplishments. And last year we had one of our cashiers send a condolency card to Matt, I believe, at the Hy-Vee. You know, we have a good time, and it's all, in the end, we don't really care who wins or loses. It's just a matter of how much money we can raise for the fireworks. So we're just hoping for $3,000 at our store, and then, you know, hopefully Hy-Vee can do the same and we can have $6,000 getting donated for the fireworks.
Absolutely. Now, do you offer any sort of incentives to your cashiers to help win this competition?
Yeah, we do. Like, I think last year I took the top five and we did gift cards, and this year we're going to do something very similar, you know, part-time and full-time, just to kind of make it fun and give them some incentive. And not that they need a lot, but, you know, it is nice to, you know, get recognized for an achievement.
Absolutely. Now, I mentioned that it starts today, which is actually earlier than Hy-Vee's is starting, because
correct,
you kind of wanted some equal footing for the amount of days.
Yeah, so we do 8 days, and Hy-Vee does 8 days as well. And we just need 8 days so that we're closed on Sundays, obviously, and we're not open on holidays. So we'll stay open on the holidays and be open on Sunday. So just kind of equally. So we'll do ours from 8 a.m. till 9, and they'll do theirs, you know, the full week of Memorial Week.
All right. Now, tomorrow, actually, we are going to be helping you guys out. And then the week after, we'll be helping out Hy-Vee. So that's with the Big Red Radio. Help me promote that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been a huge success in the past years. You know, you guys have always been very generous coming down and donating your guys' time and services for that, which I thank you for that very much. But, you know, they have the Big Red Radio, and whenever the Big Red Radio is out there, it's always a big hit. You know, people are wondering what's going on, you know, so, you know, it kind of helps have people stop in and just kind of check it out if they haven't heard about the roundup or what. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for us to get customer flow through the store, plus good incentive to get us kickstarted on the roundup.
All right. Well, Travis Landgreeb, the Perry Fairway store manager, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I just thank you in advance for your guys' dollars. You know, really helps make this fireworks a success. You know, we all want a good show on the 4th of July. This year, the Sesqua is going to be at the same time, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. So just kind of a nice, good starter for the bang, and hope it's a really good show.
All right. Well, now we will bring in Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. Of course, Travis is also the Chamber President, but we'll let the Chamber Director do most of the talking on that. So anything else to add before we move on about the fireworks drive?
Well, just an update on where we're at with that. So our goal is $12,500. So that's what we have spent the last couple years for fireworks. So just wanting to maintain a really great display that everyone can be entertained by and proud of in the area. And so from our annual dinner, we had the live pie auction and the silent auction that raised $5,370. And we've had two other major donations come in from Perry Economic Development and the Perry Rotary Rotary Club. So we are currently at $6,120. So again, with our 12.5, we're just shy of 50%. So that's really exciting coming into the roundup that we're that much more ahead this year. And we've got 8 solid days before Memorial Day weekend, another big holiday for groceries. And kind of now that it feels like summer outside, I think that's really exciting for people to be starting to think about 4th of July, and every penny counts. So whether it's a few cents for a few dollars, if everyone gave a little bit, we would certainly be at our goal.
All right. Well, now moving on to some other chamber topics, you have a program that's called the Entrepreneur Readiness Assessment. What can you tell me about this program?
Yes. So we have a new business development program. So planning on having once or twice a month different business development programs. So this is a new program for the chamber, just trying to be a better resource for our area businesses that are in existence, but also those considering starting businesses. So we're working with the Iowa Center for Economic Success to host an ERA, or Entrepreneurship Readiness Assessment. And so that will be a pretty casual, laid-back workshop for anyone that's considering starting a business or has an idea. This kind of goes through the process of, you know, do I have the right personality for being an entrepreneur? Because there's long hours and, you know, a lot that goes into a business. But then also, am I ready financially and things like that? So it's not going to be too strenuous, but just more getting people able to talk over some things, think through some things in a facilitated fashion. So really excited to bring this program to Perry, just to kind of help build up the chamber as a resource for businesses in general. So that'll be Wednesday, May 22nd, 5:30 to 7 at Town Craft Center. We've got the upstairs meeting room there. It'll be free, but we are requesting that people RSVP ahead of time. You can find that on the website. You can check it out on Facebook or just call the office for more information. And then next month, we'll be working with the Small Business Development Center to have a business plan workshop. So kind of starting in the thinking about an idea and starting a business, but then we'll have some other programs this fall, especially for existing businesses with marketing and things like that. But all of this will lead up to a Shark Tank type grant competition for businesses in February. So we're just trying to kind of build that up a little bit this summer and fall for that.
All right. So lots to talk about with that. And I'm sure it won't be the last time that we'll talk about anything to deal with the Better My Business program.
Definitely not. We'll be hearing about that for a while now.
All right. Well, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about today is the next fundraising event for the sesquicentennial event. That's another trivia contest. What can you tell me about this one?
Yes. So the first Thursday in June, that's the 6th, we're having another trivia night at La Poste, 6:30. Same as before, $10 per person, up to 8 people per team. We had kind of a small turnout last time, but it was still fun. So we're really hoping to get people thinking about it a little bit sooner this time around, and proceeds go to the sesquicentennial. So again, every little bit counts, every person helps with that. It's fun. Even if you don't know anything and everything about Perry, you might learn something, but it's just fun in general to kind of gear us up for that sesquicentennial event. So we're really in the throes of fundraising for that overall event. We have our commemorative coins ordered, and pre-orders are now, t-shirts are ordered, things like that. So we'll be seeing more of the merchandise side of things, but then also these fundraising events as well.
All right. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think we covered quite a bit. So if anyone has questions, contact the Chamber anytime. And we're always looking for more folks to help us get involved with planning the sesquicentennial.
All right. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for joining me, and for Travis as well. I appreciate it as always.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Travis Landgreeb and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.